Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Broadcasting in the No Static Attic, I'm Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarity show, Hit 45s, and those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Known as the Pyramids, of course, you're probably most familiar with their song called Penetration from 1963, but on the Sedgwick record label in 64, that very cool 45, actually a great double-sided 45, the Pyramids and a tune called Midnight Run, and also from 64...
Don't know.
course, the musical landscape changed quite a bit with the coming of the British invasion. The Beatles back in 1964. Hold Me Tight off of Meet the Beatles.
Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my
from the Searchers on the Mercury record label, Sweets for My Sweet. Well, did you do your trick-or-treating on Halloween? Did you bring home plenty of sweets? Or did you end up not getting a lot? You're feeling that way unsatisfied? Great sound of Lou Johnson on Relics and Rarities.
Oh, baby, don't you turn aside. Don't you leave me so unsatisfied. The coldness of your kiss leaves me unsatisfied. Don't make me feel like this. I'm so unsatisfied that it hurts. But it's more than my pride that you have stepped on. It's heartaches that I face. I'm so unsatisfied, don't you know? That I love you so much that I can't be denied. Give me what I need now. For love I plead now. I'm begging you. Don't you turn aside, don't you leave me so unsatisfied. I long to make you mine. Lord knows how much I've tried. You turn from me each time. I'm so unsatisfied, don't you know?
Mr. Lou Johnson on the Big Top record label. And that was an unsatisfied 45, because that particular song, believe it or not, as great as that song sounded, it was buried on the B-side of that record. There's a record that Motown never put out on a 45, but they should have. I'm sure this would have been a top 20 record. Brenda Holloway. And called Mr. Cupid. Had a kind of a crazy name, A Favor for a Girl with a Lovesick Heart. The great Brenda Holloway. And you might not believe this, but this is the Lost 45 from Joey D and the Starlighters.
Yeah, you made it blue.
Joey B and the Starlight Aries. A 45 that has gotten success on the Northern Soul scene on the Jubilee record label. Tune called Good Little You.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
She do this. kill a man a little bit. Then she skate a little bit. Then she boogaloo a little bit. Then she twist a little bit.
So fine out on that dance floor. The big O, Otis Redding. And look at that girl.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Ah, I feel good.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Oh yeah, Dave the Rave remembers the music. Yeah, of the British invasion. Yeah.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Gonna tell you a secret. That was the first Lennon McCartney song to ever be covered and chart, but it didn't chart here in America. It was a number two record over in England in February of 1963. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, who of course had other Lennon McCartney tunes that became success top 40 hits here in America, but that charted in England only, number two record, and once again, the first Lennon-McCartney song to ever be covered. And do you want to know a secret? Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. Yes, I am. Last week's Mystery Oldie 45, it was by Barbara Green. Congratulations to Dennis Romanek and Santi.
You're such a young boy.
played the heck out of that particular 45 down in Philadelphia, that's for sure. Probably regional markets as well. Barbara Green and a great tune called Young Boy. And, of course, congratulations once again. Dennis Romanek and Santi down there in South Beach, Florida. I will have shortly another brand new Mystery Oldie 45. Yes, and I'm looking for challengers out there. People daring enough to take a guess. Let's give Santi and Dennis Romanek, who seem to know most of my Mystery Oldies, let's find a contender for the crown of King of Mystery Oldies. Here's Mr. Gene Thomas.
Baby's gone away. Baby's gone away. Baby's gone away and left me lonely. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't tell me why. Just left me here to cry with nothing but a memory. The pain I feel inside is more than I can hide. I need her by my side.
Thomas on the United Artists record label. Gene Thomas in a tune called Baby's Gone. Yes, Baby's Gone. And of course, years later, Gene Thomas got together with Debbie, and of course, they had that big hit record, a tune called Playboy. But she's gone. My baby's gone. Well, where did she go? Aha, going up the country. Relics of Rarities with Canned Heat. Get that mystery oldie contest coming up for you in just a little bit, where you can take a guess on my mystery 45 and be a winner on Relics and Rarities.
Oh, up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. Jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
canned heat, going up the country, might even leave the USA. Well, gee, I hope not. Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarity show, and the great sound coming to you, Cicero Blake. Might have been on the Success record label, but it certainly didn't find a lot of success, but it made it onto the Relics of Rarity show, that's for sure. Cicero Blake, See What Tomorrow Brings, from 1963.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities, the only place to hear music like this. All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Down in Alabama,
who shall be free?
Now, nobody gonna set him down. But down in Alabama,
song originally done by Mr. Otis Redding. But in the fall of 1967, right around this time, yes, I remember hearing that on Larry Harmon's House Party Show, 1450 AM on WCTC, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Yes, my hometown radio station. Love that song, Mickey Murray, and a tune called Shout Bama Lama. Well, it's time for you to shout. Shout out the name of this mystery artist. I think it's kind of a relatively easy mystery oldie record. It's a record that came out late 1967. It never hit the top 100, but the artist certainly had a whole bunch of other success. So listen carefully. It's one guess only. Call me up at 609-948-4487. At 609-948-4487, or email me dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record? And good luck to everybody as we play the mystery oldie game.
I can see.
Get a lot of guesses on this particular mystery artist. 609-948-4487. And if you get a busy signal, please call back. Or if you go into the voicemail, into our overflow, just leave your name and phone number and I will call you back. Let me know who did that record. It's my Mystery Oldie 45. Or once again, you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. No mystery about this particular artist. And I love his music, I really do. Mr. Johnny Rivers, and Look to Your Soul.
I nearly lost myself trying to be someone else. All of my life I've been playing the game. Gotta get out of myself, it seems. Life's not real when you're in a dream. Hang on to your head and give it a try. To live you must nearly die, giving up the need to say I. Look to your soul. So many people passing by have
have a need to identify. All of us want to be satisfied. Few people seem to care, living a life that leads nowhere. Nobody takes the time to try.
Top 50 hit record for Johnny Rivers, spring of 1968. It's definitely one of those soul-searching records. And of course, in light of the events in the world, the recent events in New York City, it leaves you with a lot of soul-searching, that's for sure. Johnny Rivers and Look to Your Soul.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
It was yesterday morning. My girl said we were through, and last night I just cried all night long. I didn't go nowhere, I just stayed at home. You knew I couldn't stop crying all night long. And mama said,
to find out there on the Soul Patrol from 1961 on the Hi-Ho record label, the Zircons, and I Couldn't Stop Crying.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my discovery of the week.
The first time I kissed you, it was all in fun. I thought I knew the score. The second time I kissed you, it was kiss and run. But now I'm running back for more and more and more. As it may seem, it's not as easy as it may seem to stay out of love with you. It's not as simple as you might believe. It's not as simple as you might believe. It's not as easy as it may seem of feeling the way I do. Time I kissed you, it was all in fun. I thought I knew the score. The second time I kissed you, it was kiss and run. But now I'm running back for more and more and more and more and more and more and more. It's not as easy as it may seem, it's not as easy as it may seem. It's not as easy as it may seem, but it's easy to see it's true. It's hard for me to stay out of love with you. It's hard for me to stay out of love with you.
It's a gem of a 45 that fell through the cracks. But old Dave the Rave discovering that record on the Carmel record label, Ty Whitney. Ty Whitney, it's not as easy. Write it down. It's my discovery of the week. And talking about kissing, Dion, tell me about kissing.
Every kiss I ever kissed you, darling, came from my heart. But your love was just a play, and the things I heard you say were all a part of the kissing game. The kissing game. Yeah, a game, baby. Well, you just play that love. Oh, you never really loved me, though you kissed me. You were looking for some fun, and I guess just anyone to hold you tight in the kissing game. The kissing game. Yeah, game, baby. Well, you just play that love. Don't you know you shouldn't go with some guy just because he looks good to the crowd and uses love for a stepping stone? Baby, don't feel proud, 'cause someday you're gonna cry when you meet someone who will pour water on your flame and play the kissing game. Shouldn't go with someone just because he looks good to the crowd and uses love for a stepping stone. Baby, now don't you feel proud? He'll pour water on your flame and play the kissing game. Pour water on your flame and play the kissing game with you.
Late spring of 61.
Oh, that kissing game.
Yeah, I love that kissing game.
The kissing game.
Dion peaked the number 81 on the Billboard Top 100 charts. Now, I can tell you that I'm not a great kisser, but I dig that record. Of course, you know, Dion had those big hits, but then he had a lot of really cool 45s that fell through the cracks, like that one, The Kissing Game. Of course, my kiss, well, yeah, Ask Lorinda. She'll tell you, my kiss is like a nightmare, which is the name of this song by the Crescent Six on the Rust record label. I hope the Relics and Rarity Show wasn't a nightmare. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. If you've got a great lost 45, I'd love to hear about it. Please contact me, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. You can check out archive shows of mine at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.